بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب المحافظة على ما اعتاده من الخير. This is the 87th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this very brief chapter in which there are four verses of the Holy Quran and one hadith in which he explains the importance of being steadfast and preserving good habits that a person has done. A person has inculcated within himself some good habit, or he's brought some good deed in his life. So now this good deed, which is regarded to be as khair, he must keep steadfast on it. Mustn't be done just now and then, occasionally, without any consistency. So to make muhafaza means to preserve this good action, this good habit that the person does. Simple example, a person comes to the masjid, he comes early. So he started coming early. Now he must preserve this. Mustn't happen this now and then he just comes early to the masjid. Or a person just recites Surah Yasin every day. So a person should now continue. He must be steadfast on this habit. قال الله تعالى إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah does not change the condition of any nation until they change the condition within themselves. So a person now, he needs to be steadfast on a good action. He must continue, he must persevere to preserve that particular action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our conditions once we are serious in changing our conditions from bad to good. So the moment we do this and we preserve these good actions we are doing, we are steadfast on it, Allah ta'ala will change our conditions. وقال تعالى ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا والأنكاث جمع نكث وهو الغزل المنقود. This refers to an incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was an elderly woman in Medina Munawwara who was insane, so she wasn't mentally well. So she used to spin yarn, and after spinning all the yarn, she would just cut it into pieces. So all her efforts were in vain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in relation to breaking pledges, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this example of this woman who spins her yarn, and when it is complete, she suddenly just sniffs it and she shreds her whole yarn and she breaks it into pieces. So all her efforts are gone down the drain. Like that, a person who makes his promise to some person, he should keep up to that promise. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought this verse again to show us, once we start a good action, continue doing that good action, preserve that action. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا. Do not be like the woman who shredded her spun yarn to threads after strengthening it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. In Surah Hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, do not be like those who were given the book before. The Ahl Kitab, they were given their books. And what happened was, there was a very long gap, there was a cessation period between the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam who came to them. So when there was a long interval, what happened? فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ. This very long period of time elapsed. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts became hardened. Why? Because they were not steadfast on the teachings and the preachings of the Nabi who came to them previously. They did not stick and adhere to whatever laws and injunctions that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happened, and they were inconsistent in the deen, their hearts became hard. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَمَا رَعُوهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. Allah says they did not observe it as they ought to have observed it. So in other words, whatever action we are doing, we should preserve the good action. Tahajjud salat, for example, and this is the hadith that Rasulullah has mentioned, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah tells me, ya Abdullah, oh Abdullah, la takun mithla fulanin, don't become like that particular person. Kana yaqumu al-layl fataraka qiyam al-layl. Once upon a time he was steadfast on his tahajjud, now he has stopped doing so. So don't be like him. In other words, even the tahajjud is not compulsory. It is a nafil, very highly emphasized. It is a stressed salah, nafil salah. But there is great merit in it, great blessings in it. So a person who starts reading tahajjud, Even if the person is only reading two rakats of tahajjud, but let us be consistent on it and make muhafaza. This is an important word, to preserve this good action that we have commenced. Otherwise, what will happen? We will abandon it after some time, and we will not bring these good habits into our life and these good deeds in our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.